For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News. This from the Amarillo Globe newspaper. A Potter County grand jury indicted a defendant from the controversial 1999 Tulia drug sting on drug charges. The grand jury returned indictments against William Cash Love for possession with intent to deliver a controlled substance of more than 4 grams but less than 200 grams and possession of marijuana more than 4 ounces. The indictment stemmed from a July 23rd search into a home by the Amarillo Police Department's Narcotics Unit and SWAT team. Here to speak on the subject is the Reverend Alan Bean, the president of the Drug Policy Forum of Texas, dpft.org.
My name is Alan Bean. I'm executive director of Friends of Justice, a criminal justice reform group in Tulia, Texas.
This morning, I see this article in today's Amarillo newspaper that the police have arrested one of those from the Tulia drug sting. You want to talk about that situation?
Cash Love was a young man, one of the few white people who was arrested in the Tulia drug sting. He was probably had more charges placed against him by Tom Coleman than anyone else. He had been in trouble with the local authorities over drug issues in the past, and I think he was one of the people that the Tulia drug sting was really designed to nail. He was convicted on multiple counts, and when you added up all the years, it came to 341 years that he was serving. Of course, he only had to do 99 of those in state prison. When I visited him down in Livingston, Texas, he was definitely looking at spending most of the rest of his life in prison. He was pretty well adapted to that culture. He was covered from head to toe in tattoos and what have you. And when he was released, I think it was kind of a new lease on life. So it's really tragic in a way to see that he is now facing another indictment. This indictment isn't going to send him back to prison for a long, long time like the first one did, but it's still really unfortunate. It's difficult to know how aggressively he will be prosecuted, but they can always make that case. Fortunately for him, the charges, the original charges, have been dropped, and so he won't have that precedent on his record, and will just be tried as if this was his first major offense. But it could be tough for him. I have talked to one of the attorneys who had worked with him in the past, and he really didn't know what the future held for Cash.
The black market is a strumpet, luring too many of our young people to destruction. This is Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.